And Tanner Conover, come boast in your Savior.
My name is Tanner Conover, and this is God's story of how he opened my eyes. Ever since I was a kid, I've been raised in a Christian home. My parents are Christians, most of my relatives are Christians, and I always thought I was too. When I was young, I accepted Jesus into my heart, thinking that was what made me a Christian. Although I thought that since I accepted Jesus and lived a relatively good life, I was no different than other Christians around me. I never did drugs, I never partied, and I never did anything quote-unquote too bad. Yet my heart never reflected Jesus. I avoided these sins because I was afraid of getting in trouble, not because I wanted to please God with my life. I'm not sure exactly when God stepped in and opened my eyes, turning me from my wrong thinking, but he has helped me to realize my sin. I was walking in darkness, acting like a Christian to please those around me. I knew the answers. I went to church, yet I never fully understood what Christ did for me on the cross. I would sin, and I often would feel guilt for it. I would sin, and I usually even asked for God's forgiveness. But looking back, it was just because I wanted to be a good person, not because I was truly sorry. My sin built, and there was nothing I could do to get away from it. I thought I was doing everything right and was confused and angry when I stumbled. But then God made my wrong thinking known to me. Being a follower of God wasn't just accepting Jesus or living a good life, but instead realizing that every day I sin, that there's nothing I can do to stop sinning. Yet through the death of Jesus, I am free from that sin. Romans 6:22 says, "But now that you have been set free from sin and have become slaves of God, the benefit you reap leads to holiness, and the result is eternal life." I am no longer held slave to my sin, but instead am a slave to Christ. Now I don't have to say the right answers just to please others. Instead, I can boast in how I am broken, yet through God's grace and Jesus' death on the cross, I have new life. I want to declare what God has done in my life and how I am a sinner. I mess up, I stumble, I don't do everything right, yet now I am freedom through Christ.
Tanner, based on God's work in you, leading you to repentance and faith, you're baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.